Kedvach. Shkoyek for coming in serious nefesh at this hour for sure. We're holding Shin Pei Ches towards the end of Siv Zayin. Last week we discussed Bekitzah, the Takonis of Nimsa to be Maitzi Mammon from the Maisa. But what we started to touch on last week was the end, was the Ramah, the very last Ramah on Siv Zayin. And there's a lot here, and I believe that I would like to go Barichas into it tonight. The Ramah says, Yesh Aimrim, the Adam Hamukum Michaveroi, Yachu Leilich Likbo Lufne Akum Afapi Degurim Lamazik Lamaka Hezegodom. If somebody is being beaten up, he's Mukum Michaveroi, he's allowed to complain, Yachu Leilich Likbo Lufne Akum Afapi Degurim Lamaka Hezegodom, even though he's going to cause a great loss to the Maka. It means he's allowed to do a Maisa Mesira, he's complaining to the Goyim, to the officials, to the court system, whatever it is, he's complaining because that person was makeh him. It's not sure if it's past or present or future, but he was beaten up by this person, so therefore he has a right to complain. Now what's pshat in this halakha? This was a minig, it was a alta minig, it's already minig kodim in the early Rishonim, that a number of kehilas allowed this. They allowed a person who was beaten up to go complain to the officials, to the police, to whatever it is, against the Makkah. And the Rishonim want to know what type of het is this, where do we find such a het? Lachari, it should be a Maisa Mesira. So on that, the Chuvis Maram said the following. He said that this was a takonis akehilois. A person was just beaten up, he's mamish fuming, it's b'shas zamoy, he's mamish fuming. So the heter is that he's allowed, they allowed him, or they patted him, if he goes to complain to the official. Why did they pat him? L'chay should be chay for all the hezekas that he caused. His kedei, his lashon is kedei liknois hamukim ulamoinim shalo yasa oi, to penalize the makkah shouldn't have done what he did. So therefore, even though maybe it is a maisa mesira to take revenge against him, but they didn't, they were not mechayiv the mukkah once he did it. They were not mechayiv the mukkah to penalize the makkah or the moinim shalayas oid that they shouldn't do this again. The hefka bezin hefka. It was a patur. They patted him hefka bezin hefka. They patted the mukkah from doing it. You don't see in the maram that it's mutter. We just see that if the person, while he was upset, went ahead and took revenge and called the police or whatever it was, he will be pata on his hefseidim because of a takonis akilis hefka bezin hefka. Cause the second guy Geopash is alright, we'll see maybe with the Marach the next Prat. Okay. But let's hold off on that. But that was the Chuvis Maram's Prat. He was glad of Masupik, he didn't know where this Makar came from, but at the end this is what he says. He was not that maybe it only was a patur that he doesn't have a shame Moise if he does it, but it will actually be chayv on the Mamanis. But then he says, no, if you have such a takon in your kehila, it must have been as hefka bez hefka to pat to him. Now, if this is a pshat, the Chuvis Ramah goes with this pshat and Simen Peches, and he puts many conditions to this halacha. First of all, he says it has to be b'shas zamoy, has to be mamash, he's fuming. Means if it's a couple of days later and he calmed down, he'll no longer have this patur. And the reason is because they know them nitfas al-tzairai, so we didn't hold them back. It was like a tzir. Because they know them nitfas al-tzairai, if he went ahead and he did it, we'll pat him because we'd rather penalize the makin, let him learn his lesson not to do this again. So one tenayez has to be b'shas zamoy, and if that's the case, it makes sense that it'll only be a ptur or a heter, whatever it is, for the mukeh, for the person who's being beaten up, because he's the one who's wildly excited. But if it will be a good Samaritan, a third party, he will not have this ptur if he goes and snitches on the guy and his master on the guy, on the makeh. It's only a ptur for the person, for the mukeh, because eno dem nitzvah satzai, right? And the second condition the Ramah brings is it has to be dafka be'ir shein bezdin. So he had no way to take revenge, no way to have his day in court, other than going to Lahavdil, to the court system, to the Goyisha court. So Mamela, they made this takana, but Avada will be an ear, Sheyeshba Bezin. He has no right to go to court or do any of these Maisa Mesiris, because what's his heta? If you want to get back at the guy, let him take him to Bezin. And the third tonight he puts is Vedavka, which you do be'edim sheikeo, that it's known that we knew for sure that this person, this Reuven, actually beat him up. But if he comes with a story later on, says, you know, the reason why I went to court and I mastered him for all the terrible things he's doing is because he beat me up, but he has no proof, he has no aid for that, then avada, we're going to be mechayiv, this mukkah, this alleged mukkah. Because if you're going to just believe everybody, though, they could do a ma'isa mesirin and then claim afterwards, oh, they did it because they were taking revenge because they were being beaten up, then l'shafkas chay l'chaber avada, that makes no sense. We can't allow that to happen. So you need three tonight. It has to be a b'shas zamoy, which means l'chari, not anyone else either. It has to be an ir shame bezdin, and has to be dafka if he has proof that he was beaten up by this guy.
So what was the reason
of b'shas zamoy?
Why does it have to be
dafka? Because the tzvari is, he can't control himself. He's mamish fuming. He was just beaten up, so he has to take revenge. Once he calms down, we explain to him, this is not the way to go. Do it a different way. Not supposed to do a ma'isa mesira.
Because there's no bezdin in town. What's he supposed to do?
We'll figure out a different way. We could make a bezdin. We could go to a different city that has a bezdin. We'll give an eitzes for the guy. We'll figure out what to do with him. But right now, b'shas zamei, which he's uncontrollable, so then we allowed it to happen, and the svara being is like the Maram says, k'dei liknei samukim, that they should penalize the person who beat him up to begin with. Now, the truth be told, if you look in the Jewish Maram, you don't see anywhere that this is muta. Maram says maybe it's taki, he's even chayiv to pay for all his messiahs. Just he won't have the shame maisa, and we won't penalize him and be manad him and be machrim him and give him malchus for the act that he did for his maisa mesira. Then he says, no, maybe they even patr him because hefka bezn hefka, but nowhere in the Maram does it say that this is muta l'chachila to do. From the Ramaz Lashon, it's mashu, it's muta l'chachila. Yesh emin da adam hamukim mechavero yochol leilach l'kbal l'fnayakam. He's allowed to, it sounds. Yochol leilach. Sorry? He also left out a bunch of time, which is problematic. Yeah, okay, that's also true. But that's already the Achreinim bring it down. But where's the muta? Where did he get that from? It's a tzarechi, and I don't know where he actually saw that it's muta l'chatchila. To say b'deichek means yachol leilach, like, we'll allow him, we don't stop him. It's not mashu. It's mashu that he's actually muta l'chatchila to do. Where did the Maram get this? Alright, you have to know where he got this. L'maisa is a Beis Esav in B'shein the Bala Trumis, the Beis Esav in Simuchov Vav. The Masham asks Akasha on this Ramah, the Beis Esav brings down the B'shein Bala Trumis that Chavolus, Bezman Hazeh, we don't dan Chavolus Bezman Hazeh. Bezin has no right. You have to be smuchim, and we don't have the koyach smicha anymore. So we can't dan Chavolus Bezman Hazeh. So Zokta Bala Trumis, even though Bezin Shal Yisrael cannot dan Chavolus, it's still also limsar dina chavolus bedinakam. You can't, that doesn't give you a heta now to summon him to court and make a claim in court. You don't have the heta. That's still going to be a kois and mesira to go to court for chavolus. So you see that even though Bezen Shal Yisrael is not negeya, because you can't even do it in a Bezen Shal Yisrael, Avobikain, the Balachum says that it's also to do. So what's Ramah over here saying that it's mutter to do if over there it says it's also? Pleibs Tarachin on the Ramah. The Maisa Pashab Shah Techilik is that over here we just said that the whole Heta is only B'shas Zamoy. If the guy is fuming, it's like, I don't know, 6 hours after he was beaten up, 10 hours a day, too. I don't know what the shear is, but he has to be fuming still. But in a normal case, you just want to collect payment for the Chavolus. You have no right, even the Ramah's Maidavad, you have no right to Likbo Lefnei Akum. It's only B'shas Zamoy because that they allowed him to do this thing, but it wouldn't be stam a heta that you're allowed to go to court on chavolus chulila.
So why would you have a tenai of having a bezdin in town? You can't do it. You know, I'm going to the bezdin, not going to do you any good.
We're bechav.
Yeah,
no. Okay, you have to know what the bezin can. Bezin can't do chavolus. There's different gedorim. Makleks mechaver amon siman aleph. I'd rather not go into it now about which parts of chavolus he can't do. Nezik means chesar and eva. It doesn't say over there the guy lost a limb. There are different dinim, and even that bezin doesn't do, they could do still make a cherim and a shamta, whatever. Well, I'd rather leave it for siman aleph. That's a good shayla. In fact, who did I see? I saw someone who cleared mamish the shayla that what happens if you fall suit while you were fuming and you had this heta, and then later on he had a different case. Maybe it's a piskah question. He had a case that it works automatically. I don't know why. I guess it became a criminal charge, so that the prosecutors take over. And in order to pull it out, you need to kumvasei pull it out. You have to say, okay, I want to be mevatel the tviya. So there he's mesupik that maybe you would have to be mevatel the tviya, maybe not. I mean, now it's no longer b'shazama, it's much later, but I hear the aura, it's a good aura. The Maiz is also, there's a Ramah himself in Yerdain, Reish Lamed Beis Sif Yudala, the Ramah himself has a case that there was a fight between two Yidin, and the judge subpoenaed Yiddish witnesses to testify against one of the Yidin who beat up the other Yid. And the Ramah says, over there, you're not allowed to go testify. So you see, even though L'chayr, the same problem, even though it's Chavales, he was beaten up, and he was subpoenaed to come to give testimony, it's still the Ramah himself says it's also. I has the shtim here. The Teretz is Vaita, the same thing. The whole head is only B'shazamay. Over there wasn't B'shazamay. I mean, B'chalal over there was Acherim. It's somebody else. I'm subpoenaed to testify. I wasn't the one who was beaten up. It's hard to say that I'm fuming mad. I'm not party to the problem. So you won't have that. I saw Achrenum ask the Kasha, but let's push it to the Chilek. All right.
Because they won't pass an Alpidini Torah, or because you're an Eid Echot?
Yeah, correct. They're going to penalize the guy Yisum Min Adin. So either because you're an Eid Echot, or even if you're Shnayim, Yeshladim on the cases, but even if you're Shnayim, they could pass an Yisum Min Adin more than Din Therias. Okay. Fine, this is the first pshat. The first pshat is a Chuvus Maram. He learns again, this is our Takonis Akilis, because Shazamo and the Mitzvahs B'Shazarei, and they allowed it to happen because they wanted to teach the Makkah a lesson. The Marachar Zeruah, that's the son of the Azuru, he has a Chuvus, he in Kuf Membeis, he has a few Chuvus actually who discuss this. But in Kuf Membeis, and in Maram Merisberg, which is a Kadmoin as well, says a different pshat. And that is that if some Reuven beat up Shimon, and Shimon is fuming mad, you know that if you're not going to allow Shimon an outlet, what to do? What is he going to do? He's going to fight back against Reuven. And that will, what will happen is, it's going to lead to Shvichas Domim, because we think Reuven's going to now say, okay, so now it's your turn to beat me up. And it's going to be a fight, and it's going to happen that at the, ultimately somebody's going to die from this. It's going to lead to Shvichas Domim. If Shimon wants to go be Masa, could Reuven now kill Shimon? I hear the Shaila. I would probably say not. If they gave him a het to do, then it's hard to say that Yen has the right. You know, the whole Shaila with Zimri, the Mishlam Melech, if he had a right to Pinchas, does Zimri have a right to kill Pinchas? Because Pinchas is a right if you have to Zimri. Okay. But Parshat Pshat L'Chay, he would not have that right to do. He could always do Charot. Also, what we're talking about is we assume that this Mak is still Oymed, Bimerda, Birishah, say whatever you want to call it. But if he does Tshuva, clearly you don't have any Heta now. All right, we're going to see. All right, let's take it slowly. Anyway, but the Marachar Zuru says the Pshat over here is a whole different Pshat. That if you're going to allow the fight to continue, what's going to end up happening is that ultimately Reuven is going to kill Shimon. And since it's going to lead to Shvichas Damim, already now Reuven has a shame Moisa on himself. Just like Baba Machteres. What's the Gemara say about Baba Machteres? Why are you allowed to
kill a Baba Machteres? He's only coming to steal money because of the Chazaka in the Maimedatsmayamamayna. He's not going to hold himself, he's not going to allow himself to be stolen, so he's going to fight back. So then the Baba Machteres, the Ganav, is going to kill him. So Kosher came to America, he's not going to allow himself to be beaten up, he's not going to just let this go by, so Mameli is going to take revenge, he's going to go back and forth, so ultimately Reuven will kill Shimon. So Reuven now already has a din of a right there. That's a whole different angle. We play to Maram, we're not worried about the future hezekis that Reuven will cause, that's not what we're worried about. We would just say that you have a heter, a knas, a tekonas, a kilif. Like the Marach, as a rule, the heter pasher is a regular din maisa, right? If whatever you want to call it, it's a regular din maisa, because you beat me up, whatever. Reuven beat Shimon up, so Shimon's going to try to fight back, and ultimately Reuven's going to wind up killing Shimon. So Reuven right now is a din of a raidif, because he beat him up this morning, we know it's going to continue, and he has a shame of a raidif. He's a raidif, a maisa, Baba Makter, you're allowed to kill him.
So you're allowed to be moser and a raidif.
Correct, and that's going to be our luck later on. It's if test correct, you're allowed to be mice on a raider to prevent him from killing. Kaidam a mice, so you're allowed to be mice on a raider. Baach a mice, we'll see you muncha tonight. Now, this second shot was brought down. Now, once you hold like this, let me continue. If this is the heter, Dr. Marach Hazaruri continues, then not only that, it would be mutter for everybody else to do it as well. Not only could the muka take revenge and go to court and get the police involved or whatever, but a good Samaritan could do the same, because everyone is allowed to kill a raven, and everyone is allowed to kill a Baba Materis, not just the owner. not just a balarayit, everyone's allowed to kill a bomber kes because he has the shame of a raidit. So too, everyone's allowed to kill this Reuven who hit Shimon because Reuven has the shame of a raidit, so you're allowed to kill him. That's the Chuvit Merachazu and the Meramirizer. Fine. So it's a major nafkamini alaloka. It sounds like from the Chuvit Merachazu, there are a few Chuvits, but most of them sound like you still need Bishar Zaman, as Merami Rizberg says it led you also. You still need Bishar Zaman. I mean, if the guy calmed down, if the Mukha calmed down, then we know that the fight would have subsided, it's over, it's not going to lead to Shikha Zaman. But Kol's man that the Mukha is still upset, you know he's going to take revenge, and ultimately it's going to lead to Shikha Zaman. Or he has the possibility to lead to Shikha Zaman, even the Tzavak. He has a Zinova, like a Baba Makar, it's a Chazaka, in other moments, Atma Yama Moide. Fine. Now, this second shot that the Daki Moshe brought down, he brought down the first Meram, and then he brought down the Meram in Rizberg, and he does imply the second shot. How could the Meram in Rizberg, he didn't quote the Meram Kazarua, he didn't have it, he only had the Meram in Rizberg. But how could the Meram in Rizberg say that other people are allowed to do the same thing and go and master on the Makkah? How could that be? It doesn't make any sense. He didn't know the shot was Kazarua. He said, how could that be? He entertained it. He said, how could that be that even if it will be like has a shame of a Moisa, the worst thing that the guy could do, let's make this match into a Moisa, because ultimately it leads to Shrika Zama, so let's give him a shame of a Moisa. But the halacha later on in 50 Gimel is, it's also La'abid Mamoinish HaMoisa. You're only allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to hurt his money. And the Gemara says the reason is because his money eventually will go to his Yashim. His Yashim could be Tzadikim, that's not a problem. So why are you hurting the Moisa's money? To kill the Moisa is in tight. You're allowed to kill him to protect yourself. But to hurt his money, you have no right. And that's what's in my quick here in the Gemara, but that's how we pass him. It's also Labi, Mamayna Shal Moisa. So, fact that Daki Moisa, how could the Maramar Isberg, in the Maraka Zerua, you never, but how could they hold that your even offender is allowed to do it because of a slaughter that eventually is going to lead to Shigazam, the guy has a shame Moisa, but you're causing him a hefty moment. What are the police officials going to do? They're going to penalize him, they're going to fine him, they're going to cause a hefty moment. How are you allowed to do it? It's also Lapid Mamlinga Shomaisa. So the documentary, because of his kasha, doesn't like these troopers. Now, if that's the case, it makes sense to say that if he had both of them in the Daki Moshe and he was Deicha the second one, come say he's passing like the first one. So if you want to know what Pshan Arama is, the Pshan Arama is like the Maram Niram, the first child, and that it was a Takonis Akilas, because Kedei Liknoi Tanakim, Eidon Adam Mitzvot V'Shasara, and Kedei Liknoi Tanakim, we allowed him to do it. So that would be Pshan, and that's why it's very Meruk in the law, but the Maoni says, Adam Amuk Nekoi Yoko Lelik Lekvav, he himself, the Mukha himself, is allowed to do it. But that a third party should be allowed to come involved, to come in and tattle on him and be moistened to the government of Adanat. He doesn't have the answer. The whole letter is only to the Mukha, because any other mitzvah which has tariffs is going to happen. But for a third party to do it, there's no hetzer. Because what are you going to say? The hetzer is a moistah, you're killing a moistah. You have no right. You have no right to be mastered his mom, and you only have the right to kill him, not to be mastered his mom. All right. Now, the reason I'm bavoning is that I saw some tzaddishu poysim, and I'll touch up this Ramah, that he really means the second shot. It can't be. Fine. Now, truth be told, the Daki Moshe's kasha of how could you give this hetzer because it's of Moshe, ultimately, it's like above my test, I also love it, my name is who's Mechamim, the miracles of himself, has the kasha. If you look in the Chuvis, in all of them, in some Chafei, in Kofman Beis, in the Chadosh's Dalit, the miracles of are full of it, each time he has the kasha. He says his word, and he says, and even if you're going to hold it, still in this case, it will still be possible for other people to do. Why? He has a beautiful cap. He says, because it's legara, just like you have a halacha, a raid of shayyar, a raid of acha kaveri. I see Reuven chasing Shimon to kill him. What am I, if I am a chuyib to be matzal the nidus the nashish raidav, I have to kill this raidav. Once I'm running to try to kill this raidav, and on the way I break kalim, the halacha is, which we discussed before, the halacha is, which means that I have a right to break his kalim. I have a right to break other people's kalim. Whatever it takes to be matzal, they made a takano, because in loikein, in loka adam, she matzal es chaveri. So they had to give a patur for all the people in the world who are being oisik in atzala, raidav acha raidav, who breaks kalim is going to be possum. So he says, this is the same thing. This guy, this Makkah, has a shame of a raidus. He's a mice. He's a raidus. Eventually, he's going to kill this guy. Since he has a shame of a raidus, everybody else who paddles on him and causes him to have to mourn him is going to be possum mitakona. It's a takona, a raidus akar raidus. who braids kelim is potter. So he's loygara from that. Avad is going to have the takana. He's been a din. You're right. It wouldn't make sense because us lavin mamayna shal. But the reason why you're allowed to do it, the reason why you're potter if you do it, is because you have a takana. The takana is the tzayis hatzala. And the adam is going to be matzal. Otherwise, if you wouldn't pass him, he wouldn't do it. So you have to pass him. You have to give him the right to do it. Lahatza lefanidus. Excellent, excellent. The $1 million kasha, this is the Maracha of the Ruah. And he says it three times. And Teicha Dvarim, he starts off that, it's funny, he starts off that he's allowed to do it. And he says, because the guy's a Maisa, and it's Mutta Labim Mamanisha Maisa. Then he says, and even if it's us Labim Mamanisha Maisa, but other people are allowed to do it because of Takana. Very nice, but the Muk himself doesn't have the takana. The Gemara says over there, by Raidit, only the third party who goes and breaks Kalim has the takana because he wouldn't get involved. But the Muk himself, the Nimta himself, the Nirtaf himself doesn't have such a takana. He doesn't need the takana to try to save himself. Avad will do whatever he can to save himself. So he's not going to have the takana. So it should come out that a third party who does it should be Patsam, Mutsa, Patsam. But the Muk himself, where does he get his head to or the story from? Where does it come? A bishop will be whole like, it's fine. But if you hold us, where is it going to be a Torah Heta for the Mukha himself? And it's not clear over there in Kufnan Bey is what he is. In Simukot Hey, he says a drop better. I've cut you over the Lashon, and his Lashon is the Kitzah. He says, my high time of even the Mukha himself, Patru, they parted him. Sounds like he's allowed to. They parted him. Even Shaizamay Allah, he's very excited. He's Mamish Bizamay. But while Yaakov is happy, and he can't hold himself back, he's going to take back if somebody hurt him. And if he's in Lo Yipdol, Linkoi, Vinkoi, Maide Shaifer, if you're not going to allow him to take revenge, Maide Shaifer, Yavam Yitaykak, Maide Shaifer, Donam, Sinanela, it's Mutta. But it's still us alive and Mamayn Hashemay, that's how he passed him. So what does he mean? So good is going to end up with Maide Shaifer, Donam, but what gives him a right to do it? Sounds like that even the Maracha Zeruah has to hold the Tatakonis Akihilos, at least. Some type of a takana, that even though normally it's us lavim mamayna shemaisa, but they allowed him, since it's eventually we know it's going to lead to shrikas domim, they allowed him to do it. Better this than to come to shrikas domim. Not 100% clear. It needs a little more beer. But at least the reason why other people who do it is going to be pata is clearly because of a takana kadei lahatza letanidav, a takana reidav hakaveroi. If you break Halem in Hatzala, you're going to be mut, it's going to be pata. Why isn't the Hetzel over here that he has a shame writer? Because he really doesn't have a shame writer. Let's understand this. Is the guy who writes this now? No. He's not coming with a dagger right now. No, because we have a chazakah in the Adam Shemaim Ratzmai, and that chazakah is going to cause this Shrikas Domin. Well, every Maisa, this is how they learn. It's going to be Machoikis, which we'll see hopefully in Tif Yod, but the Maracha Zeruah, the Smag learns that the side why you're allowed to kill a Maisa is for the very same reason. It's because the Maisa all he's doing is being Maisa Mamet. So why are you allowed to kill the guy? Why is he ever ashamed of this? Because no one's going to go down easy. And you're going to fight back the charges, the monetary charges. And ultimately, it's going to lead to Shrikas Domin. So the Maisa of the Maracha Zeruah, if that's the side of Maisa, the same type of lundus of Baba Materi, same with Adam Shemaim Ratzmai, the same idea to Chazaka. If that's the lundus, so that lundus could be applied by a Maka and Mukka relationship as well. You know, the Mukka's not going to take it easy, it's not going to go down, he's going to take revenge, it's going to lead to Shrika Zaman. It's not right now we're right, it's going to lead to reduce it. So that's like a Maisa. And now that, the Gemara says, you don't have the Kavachayma. The Kavachayma that you're allowed to destroy your mum and a Raidis is limited to a Raidis, not to a Maisa. That's the Gemara. And it's my question, that's how we pass it.
He was making more than a Moshe. What
do you think
is more than a
Moshe? He said he's like a Moshe, but the reason why other people could be Matzal and be Pato is in economics also La Abid Mamaynoi, but the reason why they'll be Pato is the Takana. We have a Takana, someone's trying to save someone from a Redifus, you make that Takana. So to over here, you're going to have that takana.
So you're saying that you have a takana by Moser also.
Correct. And that was the chiddush from the Rashi Zura, that takana is applicable to a mitzvah as well. Now the Daki Moshe asked the Kasha, didn't have the teretz. When you see the Shach has the problem as well, and didn't have the teretz, why didn't they have the teretz of a takana? Well, it makes a lot of sense. And she had this takana. What happened? A few simanim ago, what happened? So I think the Pasha B'Shad is basically this part, is that many achrenim on Mavua, that the only, and in Lund doesn't make sense, they only made this takana. If you have a mitzvah, lahatzil, you're supposed to save. So we made a takana, go do your mitzvah, save. It's very important to save the nirdus. And even if it means breaking kelim on the way, it's fine. We're going to pass to you today, lahatzil, it's a nirdus. The aloka by a Baba Machteris is a chilik in a redifus between a regular redif and a redif of Baba Machteris. A regular redif, you're allowed to kill him, and it's even a mitzvah to kill him. Everyone has a mitzvah to kill him. A Baba Machteris, since he's really not a redif yet, it's only a chazok he turns into a redif. Chazok ain't other man mirat ma'amamaynoi. There, Taisus and Sanhedrin, the Fahim Gimel, and Sarambam as well, Nukat Kneva, or Mashma, that it's not a mitzvah, it's only a reshut. You have a right to kill him, but you have no mitzvah to kill him. There's no chiva tzolov yet of l'tam adam re'echa, because that's him, the guy's really not a roidif yet, it's only a reshut to kill him. And a lot of achrenim, when it's taught in the Rishayim. So if that's the case, so it makes a lot of sense that they will never make a takana for a mitzvah. This one, a regular roidif will have a takana because it's a mitzvah to save him. So if I don't make a takana, it's been the kind of mitzvah that's tzarech hatzolah. But it's only a reshut to save the guy because it's all gebayt and a chazak. You know, the mind, the nafsa, the mind, the gufa, whatever it is. And ultimately, it's going to lead to shmikas on him. That is only a reshut for other people. They are allowed to be masal, but they don't have a chiv to be masal. They don't have to be masal. So if that's the case, then they would never have made that takana. And is a gadol, and is a truvis Ben Yehuda, the end of Sim Kufnan Hay, who says it clearly that they only made the takana when it's a mitzvah la'atzel, but it was only a reshus la'atzel, they didn't make this takana. So that's okay why the Dr. Moshe didn't learn like this pshat, because it was only gebayt on this chazak, and it's only reshus, okay, they would not have made this takana. But the bottom line is, these are the two pshatim. The Ramah, like I said, went with the Jewish Maram. He doesn't give you a heta for other people to do it. He only gives a heta for the Mukha himself to do it. All right, let's see a Shach Sivkot Mem Hei. And it's going to be a Shtuk of Chazor HaSashir here. Kasav Bedaki Moshe, Mazel Moshoini, V'chein Kasav Maram Merizburg, V'kasav, when he's Moshe, another din, this is the second din, V'mrogu La'akri Sabriyas, Mutu L'katsa Tziyodah Edei Akri, or La'atsat Memoinai, or La'atsa Be'achad Me'avorav. It's a Rebbe mutter for people to go ahead and tell on the guy. It's mutter for Achayim to tell on the guy, if you look over there, to be mastered at the moment, it's not a problem. Vayin sham sheikh bedinim elu, there's all the Lashon Adaki Moshe, vayin dvar of nirin, I don't like it, tafilu meitze gomo asalabit mamoynei, v'kol shekeng zeh, even the meitze gomo asalabit mamoynei, so certainly this is going to be asalabit mamoynei. So he argues with Ram Rizva, because what we said, he went with the Shuvah's Maram Svara, that's only Bishar Zama Yata Takono, but he didn't like his new head for other people to do. Now, the Leirati L'Sev Das Harav, that the Shach, I don't understand the Daki Moshe, the Zel Lashon Maram Rizva, look in the side, this is his Lashon, Mitzvah L'Chod Adam Lager L'Shef Et Ploini Hika Ploini, to Mitzvah on everybody, a good Samaritan, to be matzal and say Ploini was hikah is Ploini, v'oid hokun the kasam, and they still excited. They're going to continue to do so. Pass the tax, shalay oitzif oid, because we don't want them to continue to keep on hitting each other. Vim yalu la shayfit Allah v'ika kolah shalay poker amargit dim lavkein ein luka odem matzal severim yad makeo v'ada im yochel latil abechad meivara v'ada yasek rafuna detak yodo. About if you have an ether, instead of killing him, you have an ether, or instead of being moist to him, you have an ether just to cut off a limb of his, or perhaps maybe it's better to tell the judge, he's mesopic if it's better to cut off a limb or to make him lose his money. He's mesopic. But that's the Lashon Miram and Rizvan. But the Shach on this one came, Lekashimi Moshe, the Hakal Ahatulubba. Our whole halacha is lahatzel. The eshal atilu Moshe yagad l'shefet. Vayidei kachu masid moment. Upshita dim yicholim lahatzel animtai deshiyafsid Moshe moment deshari umitzvahu. So Teshach, if you look inside, you'll see that the whole heter, the whole tour was because you're going to save, you're going to be matzel the nidus. So Teshach, that halacha that says also l'abid mamayinu shal Moshe is only after the Mesira. But to be matzah, to save the nimsa, rather it's even mutter, la'atzim l'mayin ha'sham l'ayfra. I think like the shak, and the shak's going to say it later on again, and the halakh is also la'atzim l'mayin ha'sham l'ayfra, the shak over there again says it's only shalai l'hatzim. But l'hatzim, it's going to be mutter, even la'atzim l'mayin ha'sham l'ayfra. So Manila, since over here it's l'hatzim, so the shak is going to be mutter to even be matzah his mom, and therefore the shak holds it's mutter even for achirim to do. Void, another reason it's mutter here, the mom and meisah dafka la'abzai b'yadah, so we pass in the tzot la'abzai means b'yad, a meisah hezik b'yadayim, aval ha'asad ha'deik ha'mi is mutter. The male of the shak passes like a man of mirizah, that other people are allowed to do this as well. Okay, that's... Well, it has to do. You need the shadamik because you need the revenge to continue to ultimately lead to shvikas damim. So then you have this din of lahatzel. Otherwise, how do you know he's going to cause the shvikas damim? How do you know he's going to be makin further? It's just because you know the guy is a shadamik. He's not going to take it. He's going to continue. He's going to take revenge. And maybe it's going to lead to shvikas damim. But that's the shak. The shak brought down this guy's shadakimah. And argues because it's kedei lahatzel. Now, like I said, truth be told, the Marach has the rule already has the kasha, which is where the Maram Rizuk is coming from. He's coming from the Marach of the Ruh. And there's a difference there. There's well, as a takano. And the Shach, again, didn't go with his takano, just like the Dakim Moshe didn't go with the takano. But what you see me take the Dvarov of the Marach of the Ruh is not like the Shach. Why did Marach of the Ruh give this test, the Lahat al-Lashani? You see, the Marach of the Ruh held that if it's also Labed Mamoyna Shalmaisa, means it's also Labed Mamoyna Shalmaisa, even Lahat, not like the Shach later on. Okay. But this is the halacha, it's a makoikis, the Ramah doesn't pass the Gemara Merizvig, and the Shach does, and the Shach holds that it is mut even for other people to do. So the Chavetz Chaim has a halacha, you do the halacha, and you can know when you have a ta'elis, and you want to save somebody from getting hurt, the Chavetz Chaim has a bunch of tanoim, and one of the tanoim is you have to make sure that whatever you do, ayudei yodiba, is not going to cause a greater hezek min adin than what should have been caused. Even if you're two Aizen, who are, let's say, tattling on the guy, but if the hezek that's going to happen to this person, to whoever you're saying, Rosh Hashanah on, is going to be greater than the Minadin, then it's also even Lahatzel, Chayra, what you're going to see. And because it's kind of, and Koshikin, if you're only in Eid Echot, and they're going to act up the Eid Echot, which is Avadu Kulilu, you never let her have a green status up the Eid Echot, you never act upon an Eid Echot, because you need two to be my Simamen, even any Hatzai's Mamun is any concern, Shalai Kedin, and then the Chavetz Chaim will be also Lahagid if you know that the person you're going to tell it to is going to act upon your Haggadah. That's the Chavetz Chaim. Check the Chavetz Chaim. What's with this halakha? But here you see that other people are allowed, right? The mother talk about other people, but the Shach, he quotes the Shach, but the Shach calls that even other people are allowed to tell, to be moist to this person, to tell the Shaitit, in order to say this, look at how you're allowed to do it. What happened to Lashon Hara? They're going to act upon it. Could be even in Edek, or they're going to do it something I did. What's going on? Look how it should be also. And that the Chavetz Chaim says, no, it's Chalak. In the Dharma Chaim, he says it's Chalak. So when did I say it's also only trying to save the person from Mammon Misha'ov? That means you want to tell the guy that Yenna owes you money, and he's going to try to be nice to the money to get him to get it back his money. But if you're going to stop him from being hurt in the future, from being muka in the future, the other Chavetz Chaim holds Kedei LaHatzel, and since it's Yesh LaHatzel, Binyan Acher, you're allowed to do it, and it's mutter even though you don't have this tonight. Chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim, B'chai Gavna, you don't need this tonight. All right. The Chavetz Chaim didn't sound like he had a Merakh or the Ruah. He just said, L'hatzel yourself in the future, you're allowed to do it. The Chelkis Binyamin asked on the Chavetz Chaim, it's Binyamin Cohen from Chaim Berlin, it's a safe on the Chavetz Chaim, and he says that the Chavetz Chaim himself, later on, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in the Mechilas, in the Chelik Beis, in Perek Tes, in Kol Tes, over there he says, L'hedya, even if you're trying to save the guy from being beaten up, you're now allowed to save it. Means the case was that you, Reuven said that if I meet Shimon, but not complaining, I'm going to beat the guy up. You are not allowed to warn Shimon about it if you know that Ayudei Yo Hagadah, Shimon is going to act upon Yo Hagadah, Shalai Kedin. You're only an Erechot. Or if you're too late, you can act upon more than what he should be doing because of that Hagadah. You're not allowed to do it because you need all the Tanayim. So the Chayra is to steal Chavetz Chaim. Over here, the Chavetz Chaim says, I mean, the Shach says you're allowed to do Rapi this Hagadah. And over there in Klal Tes, in Chelek Beis, over there the Chavetz Chaim says that you need all the Tanayim, including this Tanayim, that you have to make sure that he's not going to act upon your Hagadah more than Kedin. To steal him, and he blames Shre. A doichik teretz to this view would be is that the Chavetz Chaim was just trying to answer the Shach, but make a teretz we pass him like the Shach. The Ramah argues with the Shach. Rama holds it's not mutter for other people to do. Maybe over there in Chelik Beis is paskening like Rama. Shukur Chosim and Hesef, you should tell you that we don't go like this. All right. But the truth be told, the whole Hetzah is Mishkein Hetzah. Now that we have the Merach HaZeruah, even Lahatul for the future is also the Merach HaZeruah would hold. The other reason why it's mut is because it's Yavol Lidei Shvichas Domen, Takonis Nefarshis, he had the Shein Moisa, and they made a Takono Kedei Lahatul. It's all Mekoyaka Takono Kedei Lahatul Anigre from Takonis Nefarshis. But if it would be short of Takonis Nefarshis, if it would be a regular Hakkar, which will lead to Takonis Nefarshis, Avada then is going to be awesome. You don't have this Hetzah. So, if anything, it makes sense, the second Chavetz Chaim, it makes sense that you would need this tonight. If it would be a regular Hakkar, which would not lead to Shrikas Damim, Avada would be also to do, if you know you can act upon your Diva more than Kedin. Maybe that would be the Chilek, made a Chavetz Chaim, in the first Chilek, whatever, and Klal Yud, Lashon Hara was talking about, was going to lead to Sakhan Zvash, because he's coming from the Shach. Maybe he knew that was going to lead to Sakhan Zvash, as Hashem Baisa, Hashem Kain, and Chelek Vedo, they were talking about a regular Hakkar, which one wasn't going to lead to Sakhan Zvash, I don't know. But all I know is that for now we have the Makkar is only when there's Sakhan Zvash. Halakha Lamayit, it should only be Mutter when you have Sakhan Zvash, if you pass like the Shach, then it's Mutter for other people to do. All right. Tzaych HaDvarim, the Shach brings down this Maramar Hizbog, is Mesopik, is it better to chop off a limb, or to be Maisa into a Shafer, today's going to lose money? Masupik, which is better, to get him to lose money or to have him lose an Aver? It's not, if you'd ask me, clearly it's better to make him lose money. Aver is irreplaceable. The Ulam and Mishpat.
You wouldn't say that over there, but they also Abed Mimon, but they
still
can chop off.
Oh, very good. I'm going to get to that. Very good. One second. But the Ulam and Mishpat says, that he doesn't understand it. He says that every time you chop off a person, Aver, the Gemara Nachevo says, when you cut off a guy's limb, it's a suffix sakhan savash, you might kill the guy, the pain, the tsar, whatever it is, by doing that you might kill him. So how could he say it's better to chop off his limb, or how could he entertain even it's better to chop off his limb rather than take away his money? This is a suffix sakhan savash, and he applies to a king and a halakha. The nice of you. Who? The Marach HaZeruah in a couple places, and the Maram Rizberg does not pass him, they just like Tzarekin. And the Ulam HaMishpat is Tzarekin on that Tzarekin. What's a Tzarekin? It should be double portion. And rather, it should be massive as one man rather than cut off an Eva. Lamaise says, if you look inside, they were only Mesupik. Actually, only. The case was in the massive Kol Mamoinek. I know, it's a bit difficult. Yeah, I understand. Tell me any person who's lacking a limb, and if you tell them, look, would you rather get your Eva back for $10,000 or whatever? They do procedures, some million-dollar procedures to get his limb back. It's a bit hard. All right, but if you look inside the Chuvis, you'll see that that case we're talking about, we've nafid koma my night. I'm not saying that it's bedafka like that, but that was the... Sorry? You mean Simamanis also could have a degree of ultimate indirect sakonis of fascism off. If he's lacking money, he might die. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the mice is the truth.
So I heard of all this that there's nobody died from Gaiva.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to go in there.
Okay, well, it's a feeling, but that's the bottom line. All right, anyway, but getting back here, the mice of those truths are only talking about with a massive coma minor. Right, no, Nikos, come here. Right. So not the coma minus. If you're talking, that will be you, Magic, the guy, a regular penalty, a parking ticket. I don't think we'd ever even have a Mina. He should cut off his limb before getting it. And you're talking about such big, not the coma minus, like he's a maybe a leap to the consulate, or die of hunger, whatever it is. Not the coma minus. Then you care to start him, which you want an Aver, but you want coma minus. There's something to talk about. But the aside, I think it's even more to say this thing. And that is, that Avada by a regular right, if you have a right to kill him and be mafid his money, Avada if you have a right, if you have a shiloh what to do, Avada should be mafid his money rather than killing him. What we're talking about is Moisa, which when you say there's really utter love in the money. You only have a right to kill him, to cut his limbs apart, do whatever you can to him, but don't hurt his money because the Yerushim need his money. So, and the Yerushim are tzaddikim, why should you hurt the Yerushim for? So, and that's how we pass. Also, I'm among the Moisa. Whether it was a swear to say that Kedela Hatziloi, and if you're not going to allow you to hurt his money, you're going to be forced to kill him. So kedei latzila, he's being matzil the moisa the mamayna. Kedei latzila is like eshel latzila b'minachem. Do it by taking away his money. So there he has a suffix, which would be better to be matzil the zeva, which is when din mutter to do, you have a right to do it, or to do his money, which we have to, you don't have a right to do it. So really, also lava mamayna. No, it's only because it's kedei la'atzila. So there is a shaila, which is better to do. But it could be in the regular writers, avada, if they're both really mutim and adin to do, avada yishavad, apt to be master as money before they have to cut off her neighbor. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Tivchaz. Ein mashmina to maisa shere na'atzmai. You don't give a maisa who was herem yatsi, voluntarily did a maisa mitzvah, he's a rasha. You can't give him any shvua, lo shvua chamurov, lo shvua teses, ne shvua rasha, ve'ein lechul paso, yoysam izeh. He's mamish a paso. Someone who's maisa is mamish a paso. People are maisa, they're paso, they talk about writing oysis in Sefer Torah. They have these meetings, and I wonder if 100 people write oysis, was there one person who ever went to court without a half a dozen, he has a shame maisa, he could be in Sefer Torah altogether paso. But filo lo masra are dying, even if he didn't do a maisa mesira, even worse. Go to the next step. Even if he didn't do a maisa mesira yet, Rak she'ayma, he only said, he threatened, Eilech ve'emsa, I plan on being do a maisa mesira. I'm going to be maisa you. If he says that publicly, nisa le'edus, he's nisa le'edus. If he had the guts, doesn't say. If he has the guts to do it publicly, so he has that ha'oza, he's going to carry through with his threat. The Gemara says that if a person threatens that he won't carry it through. Very often, psychologically, if they told you about the threat, it's a sign that they're not going to carry it through. Because what did they tell you for? They told you to scare because they know they don't have the ability to carry it through, psychologically. But the mindset is, if a person goes and threatens the Rambam, he's going to keep to his word. He did a Bavetia, and that's how other to say Bavetia, then you know he's going to carry through. He already has a shame mindset right now. He's fast later, so we're sure, even right now, before you even do the mindfulness here. The Eish Tolkien, and others say no, Elam King, unless he has a Chazoko. If he doesn't have a chazak, if he's not mukhsa bakak, if he's not rogo bakak, then he doesn't have a shame maisa yet until he does the maisa mesira. First sheet of hell, even the threat alone already makes it mutsa to do. Vafilu, Dr. Ramah, Vafilu lo yoydinim rogo bakak aloi, even if you're not, you don't know whether he's rogo or not, so like the first, like the second sheet, he wouldn't have a shame maisa yet to make him potalei the zulushvua. Nikomakam yukul zeshe kinendoi, but you are being threatened. You're not willing to wait and see if his threat's going to be carried through or not. You are allowed, Lamud of Atul Atmiya, the Akal Apapishi again, as it goes there. You're allowed to be mindful yourself, whatever it takes to save yourself. If a guy threatens to kill you, he threatens that he's going to be mindful to you, you have a right to do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. If it's Efshe Latabinyan Acher, about you should do the Kal first. But if it's Efshe and it takes killing this Maisa, you're allowed to even kill him. The Chuvus Rosh, which is coming from, the case was that he was going to tell the Atum against him, going to tell him that whatever, even a Hefsid Mammon, you're already allowed now, he threatened he's going to go to do a Hefsid Mammon. You don't know if he's going to carry through with his threat or not, he's not sure. He doesn't have a track record where he carries through with his threat. You're already now allowed to kill him because you don't want to take that chance. He already has a shame, Moisa, right now. All right, now this Yesh Chokim holds is only Mutad, it's Muktak Bakach. It's only not mukta. It's only pasul leidus l'shul if he's mukta b'kach. If he only threatens, if he's not mukta b'kach, he's not pasul leidus l'shul. But if he's mukta b'kach, then he's pasul leidus l'shul by making the threat. In fact, the shulte gibayim. What's going on? If the guy was mukta b'kach, means if yesterday, and 2 days ago, and 3 days ago, he did this and he did a ma'isa mesira, he's already pasul leidus l'shul from 3 days ago's ma'isa. Yesterday's ma'isa. Why do you need him to be possible to the shul from this threat right now? He was possible because yesterday did the Maisa Mesira. What's going on? What do you need this for? It sounds like he's possible because of this threat. And he blames Tarachin on the Mordechai. He blames Tarachin on this halacha. There are numerous terusim to this kasha, and we'll see which ones work in the Ramah. How is it tracked to be Mukta Bekach, but not be possible because you're Mukta Bekach, but you're only possible now because of the threat that you did? So the Knesset HaGdol in Siman Lamed Daled, the great place says, Zayin Daled, says, but what we're talking about is a different Muktzak B'Kach. We're not talking about he was a Muktzak Limsa. He's a Muktzak, he's a man of his word. When he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Yesterday he said he's going to build a house, he built a house. The next day he said he's going to build a business, he opened up a business. The other day he said he's going to do this, he did that. Whatever he says, he does. He's a man of his word. We know he's Muktzak B'Kach to carry through with his word. So if today he says he's going to be Moshe Ruvein, you know he's going to carry through, he's going to be Maisa Ruvein, he already has the shame Maisa, and he's possible to lay this on Yeshua. Right, so which way you want to say that there you go? is Rosa, let's just have a true word. Okay, but that's not a Pesach there. The Sefer Netshuva of Yehuda Yala says it as well. The Chalkas Yankov asked on this, he says it's not Mestavro. You find people who are willing to threaten to do a little thing and carry through, something which is Mota. Even if something was off, he threatened he's going to chveis eat chaz and eat chaz. But now to threaten to be Mesila, that's a little worse. Just because yesterday he carried through with his word on doing light things, light of it, who said he's going to carry through by doing chromatic avaris? Where do we get this from? So he does say that that can't be pshat. He says the mashmah also doesn't, he doesn't like that it's mashmah, he's muksa bekach to do something else. Not muksa bekach to do this. He's muksa down to keep his word, but not muksa bekach to be maisa. He doesn't like this pshat. The truth is Radvaz, rather it's in Chelek Aleph Simen Shimen Ches, if you try looking it up, you're not going to find it. The census took it out. So if you look in the old printings, you'll see the tshuva over there. He's mashma, that's a different shot. Ruggle doesn't mean that he was ruggle to just keep his word and other things. Ruggle means that he often makes these threats. Yesterday he threatened. 2 days ago he threatened. He didn't carry it through Taka, but he threatened. You see, the person is wrong. The council threatens to do this. So since he's muksabakak to threaten to do these things, you know he's then eventually going to do it. So you're allowed, he's already postulated to the shul. You know he has a shame maisa. That's the tshuva Radvaz. And he says even twice, you only need 3 times to make this kazak. Even twice, it's already considered that he's muksabakak and he has postulated to the shul.
But my experience is somebody is always threatening and never doing it.
So the Marat, very good. Mariba San, also Kadmon, some Peidala tried to say this. He didn't have the Radvaz, tried to say this shot as well, and said it doesn't make sense. He says, Adarabba, if you see that he constantly threatens and never carries through with his threat, so it's a Faket, it's a Gilu, that he's a harmless individual. His bark is bigger than his bite. He's not going to do anything with it. So why would that make him possible later to Lushua? Might is, I believe, that the Tshuva Radvaz might be talking about a simple case that it doesn't mean that he backed off on the threat. He made the threat, and the would-be nimser was scared and gave in. Yesterday, he threatened Reuven that if he doesn't get paid $100, he's going to kill him. So Reuven paid like a tatala. And 2 days ago, he threatened Shimon the same thing. So Shimon paid like a tatala. So Yitzhak never missed anybody. So you don't have a raya that you see he's a gozim of the Yoker. No, he's a gozim, and he wants to get his money. The mafia, they can go maybe 2 years without killing somebody, right? Because every time they threaten, you have to pay to protect your business. They need these payments, right? And they come, and you pay them, right? That means they're not Muslim, they're not Raisin, they are. It's just everyone pays, so it's not a problem. And once in a while, they teach somebody a lesson, right? So these guys, if they're gozim, the country does, it constantly threatens. So, you know, this is his way of living. You see that he's used to having people listen and succumbing to his threat. So if he's going to meet up with a guy who doesn't back off, who is only Kenedva, he's not going to be nice for him. So that's why he's already postulated to the Shua. Yeah, which one? But here the person says they're going to be Moisa. So Moisa is involved in Moisa of killing, right? Moisa eventually leads to Ritzika. There was a Muka, who said it would lead to Ritzika. He beat him up yesterday. That's it. Moisa's over. Because the rule holds that the Moisa is not over. That's Hatzolah for other people, because Moisa would have said, you know it's going to continue. So Mamela, other people are going to do it today, Lahasa.
It's only Yeshayim, right?
No, that was the Yeshayim that he perceived this case to wind up eventually leading to Sheikha's Dhamma. Here the person saying right out, I plan on doing a Maisa Mesira. You don't need to have that second step of Chazaka, and then the Matzman Atzma is going to take revenge in the middle. Eventually that guy's going to take revenge back and lead to Sheikha's Dhamma. You don't need that. The guy said right now, I'm going to call the cops. I'm right now going to call the DA.
This guy's being beaten up.
Which case? In Sifchus Zayin he's been beaten up.
Right.
He was beaten up this morning. Finished. Maybe he won't beat up the guy again, and everything's finished. The guy will live happily ever after. That's halakha, but b'shas dama, he's allowed to do it. That's that halakha. This halakha, the guy's threatening, I'm going to do a nice in the fear. Oh, you're trying to do a nice in the fear, shame on myself, and you've also laid it in Lushma. There's yet another pshat, and that's the chek shek shloimai, the shoyi in Siman Lama Dalit says, that it's talking about that yesterday he threatened to be nice in Ruvain. And sure enough, all of a sudden, a few hours later, Reuven was, the DA was left to Reuven. He was never able to prove that this Maisa did it. So the guy is a tzaddik. He's walking shul, still getting aliyahs, everything fine. He threatens, but we have no paper trail on the guy that he was the one who actually caused it. We know that it was shortly thereafter the nimta was nimta, but we don't know who did it. Ben comes along again today, and he makes a threat again. So the other Chesed Shlomo says, it's now in the Galava Pchilotzai. Yesterday we talked, I didn't know if he did it. But if you see today he's threatening again, then you already know that he must have been the guy who did it yesterday. And merely stacked the apostle Ezra Teshua, Mitzat yesterday, Mitzat today, Mitzat both. He's very apostle Ezra Teshua because you know that the guy's going to do it. Because yesterday he saw his threat somehow went through. We don't know who caused it. And today he's threatening again. It's already enough to make him apostle Ezra Teshua. Everyone has a different shot. The Beis Yosef himself in Sulam Hamad Dalet has yet a different shot, it's Mashma. And he also mukhsik, but God doesn't mean that he's mukhsik in the past to do these things. I mean, he starts off like that. But he just said mukhsik means that you shot him up. He's mukhsik along the cock. If he makes a threat, some people make the threat, they're weaklings, they're chickens, they're not going to do it. It's an empty threat. Some people, when you see them make the threat, you shove them, he's going to carry through with the threat. So if it's mukhsik l'ondekach, if we see from his threat that he's going to do it, then he's already possible later to the shua. And the Beis Yosef of a marshal, if the guy's a sinai, if he's his enemy and he makes the threat, you know he's going to carry through with the threat and that makes him possible later to the shua. He's mukhsik l'ondekach, we're mukhsik l'ondekach, a sinai will carry through with such a threat and that will make him possible later to the shua. No, it does not, because the Amar continues. Sorry, the Ramah says, I feel Lord Yoidin Amrogo Bakak. It sounds like we're talking about the Regilis that he's constantly doing, and not that he looks like Golom Bakak. Right, it doesn't fit in. But for the Ramah, you have the other truths from the Radvaz, the Chedric Shlomo. All right, let's continue. Let's try to finish this here. Avala Moisa, Shansu Laharif, Aglahavi, Venasan Venasa the Yad, he was forced to make to show what to actually bring. And he taka did, but nothing beyond. Aval pishu chayiv l'shalim. We learned the halacha before that even if you're an oinus to do a ma'isa mitzvah, but if you're nothing beyond, you're going to be chayiv to pay. Einu rasha uben tashlumim u'davad. He's not a rasha. All he is a ben tashlumim or ma'ishvim etzay kashak sheyam. Because he was nenas, the ma'isa, he was forced to do it. So even though he's chayiv to pay for the ma'isa mitzvah that he did, but since he was forced to do it, he's not going to become a rasha because of it. And if you look in the Tzma, this man is two pshat in what's his case. He said, the Machab said, Shansu laharis al lahavi, and then he carried through, he used the Mnasim Nasim Biyad. Is this Mnasim Nasim Biyad going back on the first case of Shansu laharis? All he was, he had an oinus to show, but he was a tadik, quote unquote, and he did even more, and he ended up doing Nasim Nasim Biyad, which he didn't have to do. And that, if you look in the Tzma, he says, Shansu laharis tish, Ash Nasim Nasim Achakak Biyad. So the second shot says that the case of nothing yet is only going when you were forced to be nothing yet. But if you want two lives and you're nothing beyond, like the second shot, you're ready to consider Russia because he did more than you had to. But the Shach argues, if you look in Shach's Cotton Nun, he says, Pish, Ashen nothing Akakak Vayad, Kudamasik, Rechem Pish Pesma, Mitchila Veikah. He goes like the first shot. That even if he was only forced to show and he did more, and he was actually nothing beyond, still, since it was Machmas Oinis, he's not considered a Russian, he's still allowed to make the Shua. All right, Dr. Ramahaga, Rechem Yim Chaydish Shemotan, if he himself was moided that he did a mice in the sira, there ain't Adam Badova, there are no Adam. Abba Bisha'inu Nisa Baidoy Sasmoy, even though he's not possible with his own Adah, and Adam Mesa Masmoy Rasha. Right? So you can't pass him away, this is sure. Still, Mukamoka Chayim Hashem, because it's Adai's fault in that he was the one who was master somebody else's money, Adai is Nasira. If he was Maida, it's Maida like any other magic. A Maida that I was magic, you have to pay. As Maida, I did a Maida in the Sira Tzukalila, I'm going to have to pay. As Adai's fault in, it's Mikhayim Lushalim. Look in the Shaks, the Cotton and Alephi, you say this to Kashak. We've discussed this in the past numerous times, but here it is. Look the Shak. And the Ramad says, Mukamoka Chayim Lushalim. Losha Mashal, Pet Agoiz Basra. If he voluntarily was moida, that he was moida, can't talk about greater kamo gabidinu the gani she'enu knat. since it's not a knas, since place is gami, then came a melech chayv l'shalom b'oidosei, he's mechuyv to pay b'oidosei, because he's moide that he did a mazik, gami is minadin, so he's moide he has to pay, v'chayim nimsa b'shem marim mekobil, b'al atzmak lehedya, I can't loshen of the mashal. So I say to the mashal, that the only reason why when he's moide he's chayv to pay, is because we pass him that gami is minadin. But had he passed in that gami is knas, then he wouldn't have been chayv to pay, because moide the knas is potter. The Avdahavi Knas, even though it is a Knas, Ramah and Shimpei evolved, the end holds that it's a Knas, but I bring them to the Shita. We call Mokum, Loya Amina Loya the Knas Potter, Raka the Knas, the Raisa, Loya the Knas, Rabon and Rechemashma, the Poiske. So that Kalal, the Loya the Knas is Potter, is only by Knas, the Raisa, but by Knas, the Rabon, we don't say Loya the Knas is Potter. Are you saying a Machloikas, Mashalam Shach? And we had this Lagabi stealing somebody's mitzvah. Knas Rabbanan. We have a Gabi Hezichim and Nikah, which is a Knas Rabbanan. And each case, it goes back into this Makoikas, Moidah the Knas Rabbanan are your potter. Can you revoke the same concept of Moidah Knas potter? And the Shach says it's not true. Shach says Avad is only by Knas right and not by Knas Rabbanan. And he continues and he brings the Raya from Yishonim, but you see that by Mordechai, that you see by Moidah the Knas Rabbanan, you look to the enemy with Kasaraisa, Mishum Dixiva Shayashin, and the King Pratma Mashiatma, have a Knossa, the Rabbana, Messiah, the Dora Tantma, the Shalom, and the Gibbet of the Akan, Akan, the China Bupashi. We rise from Yishainim, that Moida the Knossa, the Rabbana, is going to be high. However, the Ksais over here in Sifkon Yiralis, you look at the very bottom line, he says, Omnom, Bishitu Mukubetis, Mashma, the Gambic Knossa, the Rabbana, Moida Bemisko, the Rabbin Yainison, and the Shita. At the end of the day, it's a Makhloikis Rishonim. This Makhloikis Shach and Mashal is really Makhloikis Rishonim. If they didn't wait for the Knas Potter, was thought only on a Knas Teraisa, was thought even for Knas Terabonin. It's Makhloikis Rishonim. Very sweet to take a Makhloikis. How do we pass him? If you look in the Pifke Tshuva, in Sifkot and Hay, a few lines in, he says the following. Vayim B'Tshuva Yeshiva Tziyon, Shekosov, the Bravan Mufush K'Mashal, the Gam B'Knas Terabonin Moida Potter. Gam Yolachich, the Rambam, Milchus Choyvel, Omazik, Gam Kain, Sri Eloi Kain, Vekulu. The Gam B'Tshuvah, Smil, Tadaka, Daita Kain, B'Pshitah. So you now have the Ravan, and you have Rabin Yenison, and the Ksois, and the Mashal, and the Rambam, and the Mil Tadaka, all over that the Din of Moed the Knas is passed even by Knas to Rabboni. My time of course of a very nice case, Shom Benidim Kila Achas, this is the story. So the Kila Achas, Sheyesh Lahem Takona. They made a Takona. They made a knas that anyone who's over this knas is going to have to do something. You made a, let's say you have a daf yomi and you want to make sure everyone comes on time. Anyone who comes late is going to have to give money to a tzedakah. Or you have bachim in the yeshiva that they make knosses that anyone who does come late to davening, come late to seder is going to have to pay knosses. Peshit in the knosses. Takon et takila. I made a knas. The ira, and it was this little maisa. Shabala bais echad nechshad. Sheoval is a takana. The bechoshish that this balabais was over. The kashachoku manigah akeila. When they looked into it, he's not a manigim. He retorted. This was his haozra back to the manigim. The spar asmoi, and he was proud of himself. Shekam atonim oval takana. You worried about what I did yesterday? This is my 35th time I was over on this takana. The spar asmoi shekam atonim oval takana. That, because he was made, he was over in the corner so many times, right to my man, he can lanish, I say, Allah does ask me, she eaten knas a kavua. They want him to pay the knas a kavua for all those times that he was made, that he was over. The initial, in name of the Zem, made the knas potter, Achashin, Aden Badovah. No one knows about it except for himself, do we invoke the concept of made the knas potter or not? The Eshav Arav, this is the Shiva scene, knas there, shumitakona takiwo, who kumoi knas to Rabbana. וכבר הכריע השח, ועושים לשם תייחס, וכנס רבונו להאמין ומוד וכנס פוטו, ודולוי כמה שם. אומנם מילני אני הזדהיתי להכריע נגד אחרי את השח, ומעט, כמו שהרמב״ם ורבן, למשל, סביר לי, וגם בכנס רבונו מוד ופוטו, וגם בתשוב את מיל צדק, פושט לי קיים, בוודאי, מיל צדוק, פושט לי קיים, בוודאי, דאוכי הוכסו, ולכל הפוכס, at that, the very leaf, אין לא איפי מומן מיד האויבה על התקונו, כי מוטי ליטון כימלי כך רב וזו, תשרילי דפות במוידו מעצמאי. So he says that the same lumbus, the moidah בקנס, his partner, was in all the heights of the good takonis as well. If we'll make any type of knas amongst ourselves, It can't be any better than a knas to Rabbanon, and it goes into this machlekes of medim knas is pot or not. And since he has a chevel of rishonim, all the medim knas is pot even by a knas to Rabbanon, he says here too is medim knas is pot, and you will not be able to penalize him for all the times that he was oiga. However, if you skip a little bit and you go towards the end of the second to last line, he says, Omnum, even though he's potter, you can't be mechayvim, Omnum, yesh biyad roshay ha'eidu l'kainfling mepnei ha'ozer shehoya lazen neged ha'panotim. It is mispired, he's proud of himself that he did it. His nays, you have to penalize him for that. Lios ki mispire atzlo v'neko b'ein of livrei t'neged ha'takonis ha'yum l'sunum medin. For that, you can penalize him. You can penalize him for that very ha'ozer that he did. But to penalize him for all the times that he was either because of his idol, might have been not his partner. All right, let me share with you one more tidbit and I'll let you go. Is that the Ramah, in the middle, he says, I went over very quickly, I'm going to do it again. He says, if you're not sure if he's Ragul Kakanai, Mekamok, Mukhoveshe, Fenegal, Lamed, Olatz, Asmi, Yakam, Apple Pishi, Yagin, Nezak, Lazar, because you don't have to sit back and take chances. Right, that was Allaham. The Maisa Gered, this is a story which happens, unfortunately, all too often, when you have domestic violence between husband and wife, or whatever the case might be, very often, one party ends up, the women usually are the ones who do it, end up calling the police, we have Saket as well, end up calling the police for protection because the spouse threatened to kill, threatened to hurt, bodily harm, whatever it is. And they get an order of protection, restraining order, v'chulu. Now, the choyer is a mason material. You have no right to get the cops involved or whatever it is. But based on this halacha, if a person threatens, even though you don't know if he's willing to carry through with his threat, but you're not mukhif to take those chances, you have the right to protect yourself. Even if it means like David's protection will be agia nezek lozeh. However, what you should know is that unfortunately very often they do what you like then, and that is the order of protection makes sure that the other person has to stay away 1,000 feet, a block, 2 blocks, whatever it is, away from the alleged victim. So if the person is living in her own house, that's very nice, but very often she's living in her husband's house, that's usually the case, and then she makes this order of protection which prevents the husband from entering his own house. So now what you did was you advanced him not only to protect yourself, you're masking him his money. You're going for that order of protection that he can't come near his own home, can't come near his own assets. That already is a problem, because now you've been masking his money, which you don't have any right to do, because you also allowed the money from Lisa. And to take it to the next step, even if you tell me that Latzalo, let's say, would be Muslim, but only Yasha Latzilo binyan achet, what she would have to do in such a case is, and we sometimes do this, is that she moves out into a friend's house, and then she does the order of protection. So like this, it's on the friend's house, it's not the chosm of the husband. So when she's in on the husband's house, and she falls to this order of protection, it's not partial at all that she has this heter, because that's already shalai kedin. It's been masking him his money that he can't go into his own house. That's already a problem. That's depriving him of his own money, that's not so partial.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.